Hey there. Welcome to the No Sugar Added podcast, where three friends keep it real and don't sugarcoat what's wrong with today's relationships and dating scene with your host, Dan, J-Fabs, and Jean-Claude.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of No Sugar Added podcast, your podcast for love and relationship and everything in between. I'm your host, Jean-Claude. I'm with Terminator.
Dan.
Terminator.
I'm with J-Fabs and...
Yep.
Let's go.
Gang, gang.
I mean, I'm not even going to ask who you guys are because we just recorded an episode before this, but where the fuck is my tea, bro?
Damn.
You didn't ask.
You didn't, technically. You just said, how come you got yourself a tea?
No, you saw me making the tea. Like, oh, you're making tea? I'm like, yeah. And then you walked on. You're like, yo, let me get a cup.
You got to be very specific with Dan.
Okay, there you go.
No.
Dan?
Expectations.
I didn't even know Oscar was coming.
This fucking guy.
He did it.
And he was like, what? You're just inviting people to my
house? You invited people to my house?
Like, if it was a cute, attractive female, would you say different? He's like, no, I'd still be a little salty about it.
Yeah, Dan would be. This
fucking guy.
You're here now. Anyways, we're going to have a really, really fun topic here, okay? And it's going to be a little weird because it's just coming from the men, and maybe we should have a woman or two.
I know, right?
Maybe we should have like a woman or two to point out there what they think. But, you know, we're just guys giving our opinions on stuff. Yeah, we're talking about sexting etiquette. So the reason why I'm bringing this topic up before we were recording, I was talking to Dan about the show Sex Education on Netflix we watch. And it's a show about, you know, sex and high schoolers and all that stuff. But one of the funny lines from the first episode of this new season was when one of the friends was telling him that the female sent the main character a picture and the main character didn't send anything for like 48 hours. And the best friend's like, are you crazy? Just send something. When they send something, you send something. And then he was talking about sexting etiquette. I was like,
so something like you're trying to do the accent too.
It did absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I was gonna bring it up too. Like, your fucking voice changed, dude.
Okay, my bad. Oh, this goes back to the Poconos.
Oh my god, that was good. That was funny. Yeah.
That's such a really bad accent. But yeah, anyway, sexting etiquette. Do we think we know what sexting etiquette is?
Why don't you refresh us?
Okay, well, sexting, you know what sexting is. Send some dirty messages.
Ooh. Explicit photos, explicit videos, words. Or media.
Now, like, honestly, I feel like society kind of pushes women to do it more than men. You know, send the vids, send the pics, send the nudes. You know, be up for the messages and shit like that. But what do you guys think? Do you guys think that men do it as well? Do they send the pics? Do they send the vids? You okay with
it? This is funny. The vids.
Freaking everything down now. Smaller.
Yeah. I think normally, obviously, like you said, it's usually the guy asking for it, or it's usually the girl sending the pictures. And I know we talked about it in the Poconos as a joke. It's like, you know, usually when a guy sends a naked or dick pic or whatever you want to call it, you know, it's not as attractive or sexy as if like a woman sends.
It's all about the angles.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, you know, like I think what Claudia said before is like, you know, when a woman sends some sort of nude pic, it's definitely, it looks sexy. It's easy for it to look sexy and attractive. When a guy sends it, it's like, oh, cool. Like, you know, you're just following along with the sexting.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's different, I don't know how to go with that, but like, it all depends on the angles, I guess you want to say, but I mean...
So why don't you send me a picture of a twig?
Dang.
Yeah, like we were talking in the Poconos, when a girl sends a pic, man, I'm not sure if they were being methodical or they just
stood there and took it.
Yeah, if they just take sexy pictures on the reg, I honestly don't know. Because at least from my experience, from my past, they don't need to do much. They just need to like point the camera up, a small little angle, and like, oh, like the art.
And you watch Sex Education when Otis was trying to take his angles?
I know, angles. But when depends to a guy. Have we all sent a dick pic before?
Nope.
No?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I just don't. I have trust issues.
Nope. Internet, man.
Okay.
I don't trust it.
Proud as shit.
I might be proud, bro, but you know, if people seen, I'll be being recruited to Bang Bros.
How's they gonna know it?
Swoop it out. Okay. Well, you know. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. What?
Have you sent one before?
A dick pic?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Once it's out there, it's out there, buddy.
They can't trace back to you. Maybe they can. Whatever. The point is, so when a woman
you can track that geolocation real quick on that photo.
So I'm assuming you guys received a nude pic of some sort, at least
many times.
Yes.
Okay. Glad we're all in the same boat. So is it fair to say that the woman doesn't really have to do much to make it look sexy?
No, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier for them.
A lot easier, right?
I think it's about the thrill more than anything.
I think men just get horny off the most random shit.
It's true.
It's fair.
I know. I think that they know they don't have to do a lot of work. They just have to. They just have to take a picture of a nipple. They're like, oh, let's go. This is fucking art. Let's go. But when a man tries to send, actually, let's before we get to that. Do you think you should reciprocate in kind? If they send you a nude, do you send a nude?
No. I'll send a gif of a clap.
Yeah!
Oh my god.
Like a cheer, maybe. Well,
I reciprocate, I would say, probably 90% of the time.
I would say things would probably be a little different if the person I am sending photos to maybe is a wife, my wife or something. But a girlfriend? Nah, fuck out of here.
What if she's your girlfriend for like 7 years?
Nope.
Really?
Really?
She can come to my house and look at it.
You got a point there.
Okay, so 10 years. A 10-year girlfriend.
First of all, if I'm dating a girl for 10 years, what's wrong with her or what's wrong with me? Then she's out.
Oh.
But regardless, I would say maybe only a wife.
It's funny because I don't know. I would have thought, at least for me, when I was younger, it was a lot more consistent, obviously, because it's just more about it going fucking crazy. You don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So.
Trust me. They've tried.
They've tried. They've tried.
Okay. Okay. So what about you, Joshua? Would you reciprocate? Well, no, you said you never took a dick pic.
Nah, never. I just don't. I just think that this once it's out there, it's out there. I mean, once it's out there, it's out there.
What about snaps, man? Snaps go away,
and they can be screenshots.
Yeah, you'll know when it's screenshots. I know there's different ways to go around that.
The early days.
The most I will ever send is a butthole. That's it.
God, is that a belly button or a
hairy belly button?
I feel like a
hairy belly button.
Attractive, you know, like you know, the main course is the dick. So you know, give him a little butthole. I don't care if that gets leaked.
But you mean like that's different though? Like we're going back. Main like, course is sad. I think for like the guys, like that's kind of I won't say it's the only one, but it's kind of like the main one. And whatever, a girl could show fucking tits. She could show fucking bad, she could show ass and
a little bit of cleavage,
and that's attractive for a guy. It's like there's not really much option unless you got like six pack abs, you're super ripped, or
you can't make it look sexy. It's all about very good angle and very good lighting, and maybe some props. Medium cost,
some props, yeah, bring the blow up doll out. Why don't you? God, banana slim.
Cowboy hat or something with like boots, but I don't think we can make it like on the fly. Women are like, oh, you want some new?
I mean, I think, and that goes back. I think we talked about this too. This goes back to like how like women flourish in OnlyFans. Like they could be just standing there being on stream and make a whole bunch of money. The guy can't fucking do the same thing. There's some people who do it because some people follow, but. Nowhere near the amount of attention that a female will get.
Nope.
Thanks.
And it's just them just sitting there in a chair or whatever they do, just do a bring in way more followers than a guy would.
The female body is more eloquent to look at than a male.
It's true. Yeah. It's,
and it makes more too. Yeah, it's, sex sells.
I've thought about the week coming up to this conversation. I have thought about the previous dick pics I've sent throughout my life, and I'm like, damn, bro, that was terrible.
Like, I wouldn't look back at them.
Like, I wouldn't even want to talk to me if I saw those dick pics, because there was no angles, there was no light, it was just
get anger on here.
It's just this thing, like.
Now, do you get approval? Like, do you have a buddy that you go to? Like, yo, is this a good dick pic? Or is this one clear to be sent? Or no? So I try more like
platonic friendship is.
We're just friends, right?
Okay. Well, okay. So they send you a message. You say no. Yes. Yes.
No.
Unless it's your wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. But do you try to make it sexy?
So let me ask you. No. Well, so, to what level of sexting have you done in the past then? I'm assuming, have you ever sexed with females? And how did that go, since you don't send anything?
All right. I mean, sexting is not only just about pictures, you know?
No, absolutely. It could be just talking too.
It could be, yeah, exactly. So, I don't do any of those. Like, I think I have done more talking on the phone kind of sexting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, would that be pronounced?
Hey, girl.
Phone sex?
I think that's sexing.
I've done that more than actual sexing, because I like to hear the tone, you know?
Oh, man, it's calling that 1-800.
I like to hear the juices splash.
Is that the last page of, like, the yellow pages? Like, 1-800 live, girls.
Did you say steak? Mistakes.
You know, it's funny, because I talked to a girl on Match maybe like a few months, like 6 months ago, and we were talking, and all of a sudden she's like, I'm horny. I think I told you guys before this on another podcast, and I was like, all right, cool. What do you want me to do? Like, we're literally like maybe like 2-3 days of just talking. We just start talking, and then she's like, she just starts going on, like, yeah, I need to really get off. I'm like, okay, do it. and then
it sounds like an invitation.
Yeah, no, it was an invitation though, but I'll get to it. And then she's like, look, I think you're a cool person. I want to talk to you, but I want to sex. It's like, now starts, you know, sexting. I'm like, don't even fucking know you. Like, how do I know you're not actually a dude on the other side of that picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't do it. I didn't feel comfortable doing it. Like, if I knew her and then we were actually like talking, sure. I'll talk to her, dude, girl. Huh? But it ultimately didn't work, because she says, oh, I want to like start, you know, sexing right away. That's not good. So show me you're a girl first, you know? Like,
that first, prove it.
Like, yeah, I need to see like some titties or something. Like, but with no scars underneath.
So then, okay. So that's a kind of a little bit different, because obviously you never met the person physically or whatever at that point. But has there been someone that you knew physically and met with them?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you many times. Yeah.
And how did that go then?
It went good.
I mean, like, walk us through it, in a sense of like,
you want me to walk,
especially with not sending anything back.
No, let me pull up the whole conversation.
Damn.
But have they sent stuff to you and you not send back?
Yes, but,
and do they take that offensive, do you think, or have they said anything?
They never really said anything. I mean, I think for the most part, when I didn't sex with her, I kind of was like, I don't feel comfortable part of sending like pictures or shit like that. Just because the internet, bro, it's out there. And you know what? Geotags are a real thing, you know? I don't need people knowing how big or small or girthy my dick is.
The satellites on that thing.
You know, but, you know, it went well. I mean, both got off. But I prefer it over the phone more than text.
FaceTime?
FaceTime. Well, actually, maybe.
That's what I mean. Okay,
let's just make sure there's no fucking pictures. I want your phone on a tripod, your hands visible at all times. Now I need a camera on the other side to make sure no one's in the back. Oh.
You need a whole setup then. Yeah, 360 camera.
On four corners of the room.
Sorry, you honestly, like, you fucking made me laugh so hard that I kind of forgot what you're talking about. Oh shit, I'm sorry. I actually blanked.
Well, here's one thing about it. It's the same topic, but it kind of drifts into another subject, maybe. But there's been some instances where it happens to everybody, where when you guys are sexting, you guys are going in and making all these comments or saying whatever, hyping themselves up. And then when you guys actually meet and do the dirty, it's very,
here's not my 12 inch dick.
Yeah. Or like, oh, I'm going to do this, do that. And then you meet them, well, not meet them, or whether you know them already, whatever. And you guys do the physical action. It's like, oh, all this hype and you talk the strong game, but now you shy as fuck.
That was the best 15 seconds of my
life. And obviously it's on both ends, obviously. Like, I'm sure guys go on and say, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give you fucking rounds and shit. And it's like,
yeah,
and then, or the girl's like, oh yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. And then when you meet them, they're fucking shy as fuck and don't want to do anything, or
I don't usually do this.
don't you just told me you did all this shit.
I didn't think about that either. Yeah, sometimes we talk a good game and then we don't deliver.
If I slow you out, angle slam you right now.
Damn.
And then when it comes in real life, it's like, nah, don't angle slam me. Go for it.
So do you guys think you guys are good with your words then? When it comes to the sexting?
Oh, I can talk. I'm a fucking pro at that shit. I can absolutely say I'm a pro at that.
Too, but I'm curious, what do you guys think?
I could talk. I think so. You know, I didn't send review surveys after I worked up.
That's what we started doing. Send your reviews. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, make sure you send the review ASAP though, because
like a link right to their phone, like right after. That was our service today.
And just put a little thing for tips.
Well, when it comes to the actual like texting part, do you guys just go right into it, or do you guys take it slow and then, you know, do you guys build it up?
It just needs to be built. It needs to be built up.
I know, because I know some people are just like, I'm gonna whip out my dick and slap you in the face.
Hands.
Whoa, that's aggressive. A little too far, a little too fast, too quick.
I think sometimes it's like when you go too quick, too fast, sometimes they want that. You want the riskiness. Like, yo, you're at work? Oh, you're somewhere where you're not supposed to receive this text? Oh, I'm going to send it now. Or I'm going to send it anyway. It's the thrill of it, right? Because that's technically what this is. It is. It's a thrill.
I think it depends on the timing.
The risk. Yeah. So,
factors to it.
But then sometimes you're like, no. I said no. Like, nah. So.
Have you ever had that situation where you're at work and then they start sexting and you're like, and then it's like, you know, you visualize what you're reading and then it's just like, fuck, I gotta go do something.
I go to the bathroom.
I know what he meant, but this guy.
Straight to the point, I like it.
You're in there for a while, you're right? And tacos, man.
You're actually really busy at work and shit. You're like, oh, fuck, I don't want to miss this opportunity, but shit. Like,
because you don't want to be disrespectful.
Exactly.
You're gonna be like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful. You gotta thank them for their time. Tell me what you're gonna say.
I don't know if you brought it up before. Maybe that's where you got lost before, about like on the timing on when to respond.
When to respond? You know what's funny from the show that we were mentioning?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think is a proper time to respond?
Oh, I think that's where you came from before.
Proper time to respond?
I think it has to be immediately.
When they send you a picture?
I think it has to be immediately because it... What? Okay, well, let me finish. I think most times it has to be immediately because then it just like... Let's just say the girl is horny and she sends you something. She's in that mood at that time. And say you took fucking half an hour, 45 minutes to respond.
Oh, yeah,
the mood's gone. Her response is not going to be the same. She might not even be like, oh, okay, yeah, cool.
She's asleep by now.
What's that?
Depends how good that picture is. But all right, let me paint the picture. Right? Let's say a girl sends something. And you're saying I should do it now. But how about if it's a Sunday? I'm in the middle of God's house, church. Am I supposed to whip my shit out right there in front of the priest?
No, but I mean, at least respond, even if it's not in picture itself, obviously.
My man's in the confession room. Like, sorry, Father, for I sinned.
I think that's what you're going to do. You gotta go, bro.
Blue balls is a real thing.
Releasing my tongue.
But I mean, I think that also goes back to what you said about, like, do you start off strong and like the conversation? Mm. Because, like you said, you are fucking at church and you're just chilling there, just fucking praying. And I don't know where you get a fucking video just straight off the bat. That was the first thing that I got text to you.
Perfect text back. The Holy Bible.
But I mean, I still think you could try to respond as quick as possible, because then it kills the mood of the situation.
Yeah, I definitely think you have to respond as quickly as possible, because that mood could be fleeting. It could be gone in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then you miss the opportunity. It might have been your own opportunity.
Have you missed an opportunity, Claudio? Is that what you're trying to talk about?
No comment. I mean, I've missed a couple of opportunities. Work has been in the way when I was younger. I was like, I can't. And also the no cell phone rule when we were younger. Like, when I was a Red Bull, couldn't have my cell phone. I was medieval times, couldn't have my cell phone.
I have my phone at Red Bulls.
Well, he thought Red Bulls. What he liked you then.
He liked all of us except you, bro.
Hopefully he's listening.
I got pictures of this fucking kid hanging out on the top shelf of the warehouse, just hiding. Nobody cared.
Good old days.
I don't know. With the messages, do you guys try to go in suave, though? Like, make it like...
Rico Suave?
Not too dirty off. Like, you don't start off too dirty. You just start off like...
You start making innuendos. Like, you just start making, like, you don't say it direct, but you got to beat around the bush to make it, like, sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know what you mean, obviously.
Yeah.
And then it turns into, like, straight up, okay. Like you said, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to whip my fucking dick in your face and shit. Like, it'll turn into that or whatever. But, like, I think leading up to it, it's more like you're making these little comments and it's very clear what you're saying, but.
You're tit for tat.
Yeah, exactly. And then it turns into something more sexual, whatever it is.
Now, do you guys, from your experiences from sexting, do you guys feel like it's enough?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
So, like, the way I see sexting, it's like, okay, you both want maybe to, like, beat it off or whatever. That's
they don't have a better word. Just beat it.
Just beat it. Is it enough of sexting and sending news back and forth to get you to that point where you're satisfied? Okay, I'm good.
I think it depends on the situation. Obviously, if somebody's not gonna like be there after that conversation and they're just living in a different place, or you're not gonna see that person, then for that time, yeah, it'll satisfy you. But then, like, it could also be used for, like, okay, you're gonna see, say it's your girlfriend or whatever, you're gonna see her later and you guys are sexing throughout the day. It kind of just leads and teases you and gets you anticipated. So when you do see each other, it's just kind of balls to the wall in a sense, like all that talk. And then you guys get home and waited for this and it's going to happen now. But then there's other instances where, like, you guys are not going to see each other. And then, you're just going to have to do. And that's, I think a lot of times that's the reason why people do sex, because they want to obviously get off, but they're not near each other. And
they want that excitement.
Yeah, they want that excitement, and yeah, I guess.
any good one-liners?
Good one.
No, I'm kidding. I don't want you guys. I don't need.
Can't show you that Riz.
Riz. I was actually thinking about it this whole entire week. I was like, damn, do I have any good one-liners? Have I ever used a one-liner?
I can tell you one thing. I don't think I've ever used any liners in my life.
No. Like, to just start it off?
Nah, I don't know. Like, no. I don't know. I think it's always been very natural in whatever the fuck I say. There's nothing like I've repeated something to someone else because that's a line that I use. And I don't mean about only sexting. I just mean in general, like, picking up people. Like, pickup lines, so to say. Like,
pickup lines, no.
Like, I've never used pickup lines in my life because I just think it's stupid. But I think it's just more of a natural thing that comes out whatever you want to say or do. And I think it's the same thing when it comes to sexting, like, whatever you think at the moment, or it all depends on whatever relationship you have with the person or what inside jokes you have with that person too that could spark those kind of.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Good point. It's all about that interpersonal relationship you have with that person. Yeah, because I think it might be different from sexting someone that you've only known for 3 days and someone that you've probably known for like a year or something like that. I think that there are two differences. I think for the 3 day one, maybe it's supposed to be like quick.
More direct.
Yeah, more direct. And then for the 1 year relationship, it's just more like you have to make it last longer. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you can also utilize sexting in a way in terms of a relationship that might have gone stale. Like say you're married to someone for X amount of years. I don't know, 10 is, I'll just use 10 as a number. 10 years you're married to someone and, you know, things get stale. How do you spice it back up? Maybe why don't you throw some sexting back in there and see if that draws some emotion, you know, some risk emotion to kind of bring back some of that excitement. I mean, utilizing it in a way where it kicks the embers again, you know? The embers are starting to come back a little bit. Sometimes that happens, I mean, as far as I hear. I mean,
should I tell something? No, but.
Yeah. That's, nah.
Sexy, apparently. Well, I mean, that's all I got for sexting. It was just a fun topic. I was like, I wonder what everyone thinks. I would like to know what women think, but obviously we don't have a woman here to ask. Like, do they want to even see dick pics? I don't think they want to.
Who do you think initiates it first most of the time?
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I think so too.
I don't think so.
I think it's 50-50.
I think it's women. 51%.
Well, I think it's one of those things where like, it's 50-50 in terms of like who wants it.
Yeah.
But it's always the woman that's kind of like teases the subject and waiting for the guy to kind of like break that barrier of like saying something sexual. Yep, and exactly. Then once that guy breaks the barrier, the girl's game and just all about like, hey, start saying things that need to be said and sending stuff, whatever. And I think it's just once that barrier is broken after they hint at the fact that they want to do it, then yeah.
This goes back to what I said previously in another episode where women have to be a little bit more direct with men because sometimes we don't fucking pick up on these subtle nuances. They might as well just tell us, like, I want to sex. Like, oh, word? Okay, let's start right now. So that's why I think it's more women than men. I don't know, because when I feel like when a man tries to do it, it instantaneously sounds like sexual harassment. Just like,
that is identified as sexual harassment.
Right? That's not, it's a picture of like a body, like that's welcoming at all times. Okay, you can't get mad at that.
At all times.
You can't get mad at that. You could be hard at work, but guess what? You're going to be happy to see that picture. Like,
yeah, it's like saying when girls get like, I guess celebrities, I guess you want to call it, but like if a female gets a random fucking just dick pic straight. Dick pic, no conversation, just dick pic. Then, what the fuck? This guy's creepy as fuck.
They'll block you.
But then, if the guy gets a random nude sent to him from a random girl,
he's gonna start that conversation.
Absolutely.
That's a bot, bro.
No, but I mean, like, you're not gonna be like, oh, what the fuck, ill? Delete. Like, you get me? Like, it's very different.
Oh, so. Myra for a minute or so, and then I'm marking a spam.
I mean, yeah, that I definitely agree with you. Yeah, I think yeah, exactly what you said. Yeah,
it has to lead into it, obviously, for the girl. But like, you can't just for a random person. Obviously, is like I'm talking about like a random DM or something. If a girl gets a dick pic, it's definitely gonna be like, "What the fuck? He's gross, mad, creepy, whatever." But then the opposite way, it's like definitely, "Wow, I got a fucking nude from a girl. I don't give a fuck who it is." Like,
damn. It's so fucking true, though. Yeah, no offense to our dicks. They're not that, you know, what's the word I want to look for? They're not the most welcoming thing in the world.
That's why you have a good trim, you know? It's like a little design or something, you know?
A design.
Yeah, they're not the most welcoming thing in the
world. This guy wants a landing strip on himself.
my pew shaped as like the head of a sword, and then the dick is the sword.
The katana, like the wrap for the katana. God.
I don't know. That's all I got on sexting. You guys have anything else?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, well, good to know that we all sex except for Dan.
No, he sex. He doesn't send
wiener pics. Only butthole pics.
There he is.
It's kind of images how you try to do that.
Why? No.
Well, I don't know why they're going to be like that, buddy, but that's all right. That's friendship.
Get the lawnmower 2.0.
Here's a funny one. Has anybody ever started trying to sext and it just didn't happen? It didn't reciprocate or was like denied in a sense of like you said something. It doesn't have to be a picture. It could be something said or it could be a picture. And the other end, they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How did you take that, dude?
Our friends and benefits, and we kind of just did things on her terms, yeah, on her terms and on my terms. So once I did try to sex, we hope maybe I can, you know, go to her place afterwards, mm-hmm. work and something like that. But she would deny. She would basically leave it on red.
Ghosted.
And only after like a random 2 weeks of not hearing, like, hey, so you want to come over? And, like, I just tried to sex with you like 3 times in 2 weeks. You didn't even respond. But of course, me being the dog that I was, like, yeah, I'll come over.
Can we hear the opening line? Because that could have been an issue. The way you approached it could have been an issue.
I mean, she could have been at church too. So
yeah, that too.
Could have been. Was it a Sunday, man?
How about any of you?
I don't think so.
It's definitely the opener.
It could be the opener sometimes.
It's fun to just like kind of start it, but like you mentioned before, you need to get like subtle cues.
Yeah.
Now, Toledo's probably like, my dick is hard. What are you going to do about
it? What are you going to do about it?
Well, it sounds like a very, very, very young me.
You just said you were in your 20s.
No. That sounds like a 16-year-old me.
God damn, bro.
Holy shit.
Jesus. What are you gonna do about it?
The arrogance and not being what's the word I want?
So what did that girl not sexed at all?
She didn't sext
ever. Even if she never initiated either.
Never.
It was just straight up like, all right, let's meet up and yep. That was it. It was actually only physical.
Yep. Wow.
You would think too, especially if it's a friends with benefit. You would have think sometimes it's like. You would have that
like open game.
Yeah, like, open game. You guys would have the conversation, and it would best. Yeah.
Like, the purpose of this relationship is
exactly what this is
for, just sex. So
yeah,
it's okay to just talk about sex.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it was strange. It was strange.
Interesting.
But maybe Dan's right. Maybe it was the opener. Maybe they came on too strong. Maybe they can come on strong enough. Who knows? Or maybe she had me wrapped around her finger, so that could be it too. Yep. Anyways, I think we're good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we're good, man.
Okay, guys, thank you for listening. If you guys need to find us, you can find us on Instagram at No Sugar Added Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, and
YouTube.
Exactly. Look at our videos, give a like, comment. Send us a DM or some shit. You know,
no dick pics, please.
Rate this one.
One interact with you
guys. Dan will send back a butthole.
But anyway, I'm Jean Claude. See you guys.
Later, guys.
See you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like to support, please follow us on your favorite podcast platform and leave a review. Visit us at nosugaraddedpodcast.com for all the details.